Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezera Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus and a refuah shalema for Reb Chaim Yosef ben Malka Nechama, for Sora Baspina, and for a special young man who went through an operation today. May they each have a refuah shalema and arichas yamim v'shanim tovos. Our shir is on the Talmud Yerushalmi Maseches Peah. Mutar lomer lashon hara al balei machlokes. A person is allowed to say lashon hara on those that are balei machlokes. The Zera Shimshon asks, how is it possible? Just because the individual is a chayte, because they sin, is it mutter that we should be over on an iser, that we should transgress and speak lashon hara, especially when we know that the onesh, the punishment for one who says lashon hara, is more severe than being over on one of the shloish averus chamurais, one of the three cardinal sins? The Zera Shimshon cites the Yerushalmi that when a person speaks lashon hara, he causes the Shechinah Kedosha to depart, because the Shechinah cannot dwell where there is animosity and contention. It only dwells mitoch shalom v'ahava. Since the Baal Machlokes has already demonstrated that the Shechinah is not with him, one can speak Lashon Hara because the Lashon Hara will not cause the Shechinah to depart. It has already gone. The Shechinah may have departed. However, the Zera Shimshon asks, it hasn't left us, so how can we speak Lashon Hara in Kasa Pagam on our own nefesh? The Zera Shimshon points out that the source of the Isser is, as we read in Vayikra, Lo Selech Rocho Ba'amecho, you shall not go telling tales among your people. The word Ba'amecho indicates that it's concerning a person who acts as a part of our nation. On such a person, one could never say Lashon Hara. But the Isser doesn't apply to the individual that doesn't morally, ethically, spiritually act as a part of Klal Yisrael. If that person causes machloikas, if that person is a sonei shalom, they hate peace, then there are different halachos that apply. As it says in Maseches Sota, b'mida she'adam moideh ba, moideh din loy. The way that a person acts, they are responded to in kind. The great Reb Mordechai Dov of Hanastipel once became very ill. He went to the doctor, and the doctor told him he will have to apply a burning hot iron to his back. And he told the Rebbe that he's going to have to be tied down to the table because the heat is so intense and the pain is so great that he's going to want to jump off the table. The Heilige Rebbe said, it won't be necessary. I promise you, I will not move. The doctor began the procedure. He applied the red-hot iron to the Rebbe's back, and Reb Mordechai Dov did not flinch. After the procedure was finished, the doctor said, Rebbe, I don't understand. I've had very strong giborim that came in, and they jumped off the table, and you didn't move. Reb Mordechai Dov said, you should know, when a yid comes to me and tells me of their tzaras, and I cannot help them in any way, it hurts me a lot more than that burning hot iron that you applied to my back. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir Nezer HaShimshin tomorrow. I wish everybody, me'umka deliba, besuros tovos, yeshuos, v'nechomos.